Across central Wisconsin, people are tuning in and sounding off. Call in now. 715-845-2155. WSAU Feedback on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Welcome to Feedback. 715-845-2155 as we get Monday. It's warm here in your heart. It's warm here in your radio out there. It's a little less than pleasant, and the sun is out. So take solace in that. Call us. Be a part of the show. I love it when we just open up the phone lines and let you discuss whatever it is you want to talk about. So you know what? Let's get the week off started the same way. You have something on your mind that you want to talk about? Go ahead. It's Monday. Let's do this. 715-845-2155 would be happy to take your phone calls. Tom and I are ready. We've rested over the weekend. We're ready to rock and roll. Aren't you, big man? You ready to go?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. No problem.
There he is, Mr. Optimistic, Mr. Happy. Always in a good mood. I do, however, have some bad news for you, my friend.
Yeah?
Well, you know, on the morning show, we talked a little bit. It was just one of the jokes that we talked about, that a Girl Scout in, what was it, San Francisco?
Oh, is that picture a fake, too?
No. It's real. A girl set up a, well, you know what? I'm not sure what picture you're talking about. Is it just
a
cookie box?
It's a picture of a girl at a table with her cookies out in front of a medical marijuana dispenser.
Oh, no, it's real. Okay, so she set up outside of a medical marijuana dispensary.
Yeah.
And this was... Do you think it was the actual Girl Scouts idea, or was it the parents that said, hey, you know what? You want to score? Let's set up here. 117 boxes of cookies in 2 hours.
Somebody posted online with a tag to that story over the weekend, the old George Carlin routine about how when you go to the grocery store in a neighborhood of head shops, all of the cookie packages have been opened and all the good cookies have been eaten in the store. In fact, he said the Malamars don't even make it to the shelves. They get them right off the truck in the parking lot.
Well, I'm not surprised. I don't know about that. But yeah, let me just a sidebar, and we'll come back to this. Do you nibble while you go through the while you're grocery shopping? Or do you do the grocery shopping?
No, I grocery shop, but I don't eat in the grocery store. No.
I do.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, sure.
What do you eat? Like the produce?
Well, if there's a bag of grapes, I'll nibble on the grapes.
They haven't been washed.
Huh?
They haven't been washed.
That's what your mouth is
they're
for.
They're full of pesticides and crap, especially if they're from Mexico or Chile.
Hmm? I'll nibble on things. Plus, where I go, I don't know what third world grocery store country you go to, but where I go, the meat department always has got something cooking. They're on
free
the
samples?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And they don't have a problem if you come by like 17 or 18 times.
If they're handing out the samples, I'll eat those, but I'm not opening up a bag of chips and chomping on it as I'm going through the aisles.
Why not? Bag of crackers or something like that? All right. So anyway, so she's set up and sold, like I said, 117 boxes of cookies in 2 hours. Now, obviously, the Girl Scouts of America took notice of this and like, And some of the troops are especially this one in Colorado, has said, yeah, no, we're not going to be doing this. All right. Colorado, as you know, is set up where weed is now legal. And Kathleen Nealon, and this is the bad news for you, my friend, Catherine Nealon is a Girl Scout troop leader there in Colorado, said, yeah, we're not going to be doing this. The Girl Scouts, each troop, officially the Girl Scouts haven't come out and said, yes, they can or no, they can't. But a lot of the Girl Scout troops are saying, yeah, we're not going to make a habit of this. We don't think it's the proper environment for the young ladies to be setting up their stand and reaping huge profits from the mindless drones that are just going to buy their
mindless
weed.
Drones that are using the marijuana to treat their medical condition,
which is a load of horse crap. But aside from pot shops, do you know where else Girl Scouts are not allowed to set up their cookie stands?
Bars.
That's correct.
That only makes sense.
I don't know.
Oh,
maybe not inside, but right outside the bar. Somebody staggers out. They're full of Jaeger. It's like, hey, you want some Thin Mints? Yeah.
Especially at 2 in the morning, right?
That'd be great, man. You got them Samoas? Hey, that's not PC. We call them, what do they call them? Coconut munchies.
So if the mom or dad of a Girl Scout took, I mean, they bring the cookies to work.
Yep.
Could they take them to a bar at bar time and try to promote them that way?
Sure, why not? The girls can't be there. They also are no longer allowed, or I guess they've never been allowed. I shouldn't say no longer, but they're not allowed to be inside strip clubs.
Yes.
Casinos. No casinos. And no liquor stores. There you go. Thanks for calling. What's your name?
John.
John, what can we do for you, my brother?
I'm outside a Planned Parenthood office, which, you know, they do donate money to that.
You know, I've read and heard there is such an ongoing controversy about this that most of the Girl Scout organizations say they do not have anything to do with Planned Parenthood.
That was based on a comment that was made by somebody like 10 years ago, and it got printed, and it's not true.
That I have read on both sides of the argument that this rumor going around that the Girl Scouts support Planned Parenthood is not true.
Well, here's what the rumor is. I can't think of the organization that has a woman's name, and she is somewhat controversial, where she was given money to through her donations that were given to her. Part of that was going to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah.
But they were, Girl Scouts were donating money to her organization, and that money was going to Planned Parenthood.
Well,
but
here's the thing.
I wonder what the Girl Scouts would say if they set up a table there and would sell cookies.
Yeah, obviously not. That's pretty much a foregone conclusion that would be obviously not. But it brings up a good point. Our caller brings up a very good point. When you make a donation, does your responsibility end with giving the money to an individual or a group? Or do you have the responsibility to go a little further and find out, I'm giving my money to the so-and-so organization. What do they do with it? My gut reaction would be, in today's environment, you need to find out what they're doing with the money. If you are donating, one of the things that drives me absolutely nuts is some union organizations, they charge you union dues, and then they donate exclusively to the Democrat side of the politics. Well, if you happen to be one of the rare individuals that decide, I am going to be part of the union, I think it's a good idea, but I have no desire whatsoever for anything of my support to go to the Democrats. I am a Republican, or I am a Libertarian, or I'm an Independent. Why should you be forced to give your money to the Democrats? So going the extra mile and thinking, okay, I'm giving my money to this organization. They do a good job, but what else do they do with it? I think that's important nowadays. There was a big push for a while to take a look at when you invest. Remember when everybody was investing in mutual funds? That's died down quite a bit. The individual investor doesn't do so much mutual fund investing, but for a while it was huge. Then there came this flurry of, well, I'm buying MFS fund, large cap fund, and that's where their responsibility ended. Nobody read the prospectus that said, okay, we invest in this, What if there's a company that they're investing in that you morally object to?
That was a big thing when apartheid was still a part of South Africa, and a lot of groups divested themselves of companies that did business in South Africa because they didn't want to support apartheid.
Yeah, and I think one of the things now, there's a show, and I can't remember if it's on Discovery or the Travel Channel or something like that, where this guy travels around the world buying coffee, and he buys, his job, what he's trying to do, is buy non-conflict coffee.
Fair trade coffee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And listen, if that's one of the things that is near and dear to your heart and you think this cup of coffee, even though this may be the best brew I've ever had, is not worth the harvester getting hacked to pieces over some political strife, then yes, I think it's responsible on your part to stand your ground. If that's what you believe, stand your ground.
You did a lot of investing in the Vice Mutual Fund, right? Motorcycles, booze. booze, cigarettes, and I can't remember the other part of it, but it was all companies that were involved in what would traditionally be called vices.
Here, I'll tell you this much. As far as morality and investing, if motorcycles, absolutely, I have no problem with investing in motorcycles. I think that's fine. Tobacco products, alcohol, that I have no problem with investing in. None. Because I'm investing and riding and making a profit off the production does not mean that I'm influencing you to buy it. Or it's your responsibility to either consume alcohol or cigarettes or whatever it is. Now, where I do draw the line is pornography. I feel that that is extremely detrimental to our society. I feel that it is one of the things that is really causing some problems with intimate relationships.
I didn't know there was a lot of pornography that you could invest in out there.
Oh, good grief. There's
Playboy. Playboy's a private company. Some of these magazines.
No. In the video production, there was...
Those aren't public companies, though, are
ABC
they?
ABC owned a major stake in one of the...
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that was one of the things that blew up. They're like, oh, by the way, did you know? No, I didn't know this. But yeah, there are companies that buy the major production companies. So that's where I would draw the line as far as morality.
So you won't
have
a problem then when you can start investing in the legal marijuana mutual funds that are going to be out there when it becomes legal in all 50 states.
You know, it's a good thing you bring that up because I'm actually going to have to stop and think about that because I'll listen to you when it becomes legal in all 50 states.
Well, it's only a matter of time now.
I cannot be a hypocrite. If I find no moral compunction about investing in big tobacco or alcohol, if it is legal, why would I have an objection to investing in it if it's legal? That's something I'm going to have to do a lot of soul searching about. And in order to not be a hypocrite, I'd have to say yes. But that doesn't mean that now I shouldn't fight its legalization, because why do we need one more detrimental influence on our society? Why? What do we need it for? Because the more you do, good God, you're going to turn out like Tom.
Oh, boy.
Wisconsin Morning News now. Rush Limbaugh at 11 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.
Welcome back to the feedback program. 715-845-2155 is the number in case you would like to be a part of the award-winning program. 715-845-2155. All right. So earlier this morning, as we were getting ready to fire up the feedback program, I said that somebody had come to me, and it was a very interesting conversation, basically challenged me, and I like that. I like having my thoughts and opinions challenged. I enjoy it because it causes me to dig back deep into my own belief system and reaffirm, all right, why do I believe this way? What is the standing? And if there's fault, well, then I need to reevaluate and restructure. If it holds true to the things that I hold dear and I know are true and factual, then it reinvigorates and it strengthens my position. So the individual came up and was very, very nice about it, and kind of in a flippant, perhaps offhand way, said, "Why do you hate liberals?" I thought, do I hate liberals? No, I don't hate liberals. I try very hard not to hate anybody. The only time that really pokes its head up is when there's, you know, problems, threats, that kind of thing. But no, I don't hate liberals. I don't. I disagree adamantly. I disagree with the entire line of thinking. I find it to be selfish. I find it to be lacking in morality. I find most liberal thinking to be lacking in concern for others and only dealing in concern for oneself. I think the biggest example of this I could give you is a coworker a few years back when Obama was elected, was just so happy. Oh, yay, he's bailing out this and he's bailing out that. And her comment was, I can't wait for him to bail out the student loan program. And I just very curious, I said, well, why? Why do you want the government to bail out the student loan? Because I don't want to pay my student loans anymore. And I said, no, seriously, what's the reason? Well, I told you, I don't want to pay my student loans anymore. And I just looked at her and I said, that is the most selfish, self-centered, inconsiderate statement I have heard personally about wanting the government to bail. I said, where is your pride in doing your own work? Where's the pride in paying for something that you've agreed to? Well, that doesn't matter. I've got better use for that money. Well, there's a college education wasted. So no, I don't hate liberals. But I'll tell you this. I'm sick of liberal leadership. Why? Because they lie to us. Now, not just liberals. I mean, a lot of politicians lie to us. But I'm going to pick on the liberals. Lie and are condescending. The attitude that I see almost consistently with a politician, local, state, federal, that has been in the game for a long time, is we know better than you. And we know how better to handle things than you do. And so, therefore, the ends justify the means. You're not smart enough to understand the intricacies of economics. You're not smart enough to understand that we have to take care of this. So instead of burdening you with truth and facts, we're gonna make crap up, okay? And we're gonna make it sound really, really good. And it's a lie. And what frustrates me, I guess, more than anything is, why do you, a smart, intelligent individual, constantly take the bull crap that is shoveled to you from the Democrats and just eat it? And the liberals, why do you just suck it down as if it were gospel? Why? Why don't you think for yourself? What's wrong with thinking for yourself? Why do you have to just constantly take just all the crap that is put out there and just assume, oh, that's great, everything's wonderful? That's what frustrates me. And that frustration comes out as anger sometimes, because we're smarter than this. We're much smarter than this. We are a nation that has accomplished amazing things. And yet our government is insisting that we're just a bunch of knuckleheads. Michelle Obama herself called the youth of our country knuckleheads, and that they've got to have Obamacare. Why? Because they're not capable of taking care of themselves? You're right. 200 plus years, and we finally have a government leader that can take care of us. Oh, my God. We've been waiting this whole time. I don't get it. I don't understand why the entrepreneurial, self-reliant, go-getter attitude has got to be looked down on. Why does it have to be that those of us who want to work hard, pay our own way, and expect the same from others, why are we looked down upon? Why are we the ones that are shunned? I don't get it. So when we get back, we're going to talk about some of the issues here. I'm going to give you an example of Democrat leaders coming out, two Democrat governors who signed gun control legislation, are just saying, oh, it's so great. What we have done is so amazing. It's reduced crime. And they're lying to the people that they're talking to. Either they're lying or they're just stupid because they don't understand the research and the study that's being done that they're touting.
See, that just going back a second to your first comment before you started this, that you like your views challenged. Mm-hmm. You really don't, because, and you've made that very clear on the show over the time you've been here, because your fallback position with anyone who disagrees with you on a particular point, there are three.
Okay.
There are three fallback positions.
All right.
People don't know.
Right.
People don't understand
right.
what I said, and they don't care about the truth. Those are your three positions when anybody disagrees with you on anything.
No, not when.
It's not a possibility that you could be wrong.
No, not all the time.
I'd say 98% of the time.
When have you proven me wrong?
God.
I'll wait.
You have taken positions on things that have been the
when has anybody so far proven me wrong? I'll wait.
Come on, Seth.
Tom,
I'm being serious. Take a right-wing position, a conservative position on issues, and many times it is an issue that is not the way things are happening in the real world. It's
give
a position that you are taking from what you are told by your minions.
No, it's not by my minions. Don't insult me.
By the people that give you your marching orders on a regular basis.
Tom, you know better than that.
You're getting your information from The Blaze and from Rush and from Hannity, and you're just regurgitating things that they repeat.
You are absolutely, incredibly wrong.
Okay.
You are assuming. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you, Tom, because you are making my point for me.
That's right. I don't know, I don't understand,
and I don't care about
the truth.
You are assuming, you and liberals like you, assume that we the people are not capable of reading and then creating our own thoughts, creating our own opinions, knowing the difference between right and wrong because we have absolute truth to stand on. You assume that everything that we think is because we are influenced by what we read instead of making our own decisions. You're nodding your head. And that's what's so sad is because the liberal viewpoint is you're not capable of understanding the truth. We have to influence you and manipulate you and force you to think this way because that's the right way. The independent, the conservative, the libertarian viewpoint is give me the facts, let me make a decision on what is good or not good for this country based on the facts. And you are incapable of understanding that difference. And that prove me wrong. Find something and prove me wrong.